A recent court document reveals new evidence in Alaska's longest-running corruption scandal. The motion, filed last week by a lawyer for former state representative Pete Kott, says the new details should convince the government to dismiss the case against him. Kott was released from prison in June, along with former state representative Vic Coring, after the U.S. Justice Department concluded prosecutors improperly handled evidence in their trials. The men's convictions were challenged because the same team of prosecutors handled a related case against former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. His conviction for failing to disclose gifts from Allen was thrown out because evidence was withheld. Rich Maurer has been following the convoluted issues of the trials for the Anchorage Daily News. He says some of the new evidence gets at the credibility of the government's star witness, Bill Allen, and his vice president, Rick Smith.
About crimes he may have faced, in particular sexual abuse of minor crimes, far more victims than had come out before. And also with Rick Smith, there was assertions that, fact based on Rick Smith's own information that he gave to FBI agents, that, that at the time he had terrible memory issues because he was drinking so heavily, he was potentially suicidal.
In your daily news story, you call some of the new details stunning. What specifically were you referring to?
Well, in that case, it was the information about all the alleged sexual abuse victims. There was a listed total of four specific girls under the age of 18 who Bill Allen was alleged to have sexual relations with. And then plus a fifth woman who was 19 at the time, and a prostitute who Bill Allen allegedly was involved with, and who also reported having knowledge of Bill Allen involved with sexual relationships with minors. Previously, the Daily News and other media outlets reported that Bill Allen had an affair with one woman, and later on another woman. This certainly adds to that number.
Does this new information apply to Vic Coring's case as well?
You would think so. Vic Coring's attorney has not yet filed. He asked for a delay and got authorization to delay it for another month. But certainly Bill Allen and Rick Smith were major witnesses against Vic Coring. And one of the points that that Pete Kott's attorney makes is that Bill Allen's testimony was necessary to say what the benefit was that Bill Allen got for the money. That if Bill Allen is not credible, what he says about why he was paying Pete Kott is also not credible.
So what's next for both Kott and Coring?
Well, the government has yet to respond to Pete Kott's motion. They could come back and say, no, this is not anywhere near as significant as you're alleging, and here's why. And of course, Coring has not yet filed yet. And then it's going to be up to the trial judge, John Sedgwick, to say how significant this information is, and whether, if it should have been turned over to the defense, did it result in unfair trials? And if so, what's the remedy?
Rich, how damaged would you say the government's overall corruption investigation is at this point?
Well, it's pretty significant. Certainly, no one has seen any new cases brought out really since the fiasco of the Ted Stevens case. On the other hand, there still is ongoing investigation, and if some of this can be, if some of these problems can be remedied by disclosure, and that the evidence is still strong, I don't see why necessarily eventually there won't be more cases.
Do you think other people who have been named but not indicted, like Congressman Young and Ben Stevens, are in the clear now?
No sign of that at all. The signs are that they still are potential defendants. They're not talking, so it's unclear what they know. The government's not really talking except to say that the investigation continues. So you have to think that there's still some liability.
And so what else will you be watching for in the next few months on the corruption scandal?
Well, the big news is going to be in October when Bill Allen and that Vice President Rick Smith are scheduled to be sentenced. the government could still come back and request a delay, but the judge, Sedgwick, said he would look askance on against the delaying effort.
Rich Maurer is an investigative reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.